on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, don't forget, coming up at 2 o'clock, Seculo is on the way, and that's followed by Jana Parshall's In the Market. She does a great job at looking at what's happening in the Beltway in Washington, D.C. She broadcasts live from there with the opportunity for you to call in and join the conversation, but really considering all of it through a biblical worldview lens. So join us for that in the next couple of hours. We've got a few minutes before the top of the hour, and before we introduce our next guest, I want to remind you over the weekend, don't miss Gospel Brunch. It airs every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Starts with the appetizer at 8 a.m. This week, it's Tim Keller, a message titled The Freedom of True Love. He'll be in Jeremiah for that. And then we hear the live service from Calvary Church continuing through the current series. Of course, this weekend, Reload Love has a special message for you. So we hope you'll be there to hear that. And then also Paratus, part of the main course being the service from Calvary Church. Third course is Veritas International University's podcast, Paratus, currently on the topic of biblical archaeology. We'll continue that. And every fine meal ends with a good dessert, right? That is a full hour of featured worship artist. Travis Cottrell will be this week's featured artist, Tribute to the King, his project. So join us for that. Kelly walks you through as the host of Gospel Brunch, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sundays on KLYT. Over the last few weeks, we let you know about several of the various life courses available at Calvary Church. Let me reiterate this. The life courses are designed for you. If you're at a church, if you're not at a church, if you're attending Calvary somewhere else, these are touching on all kinds of different topics that affect all of us. And today's guests, Alan and Sarah, they oversee the Couples Rebuilding Trust Life Course, which actually got underway February 2nd, it is happening every Monday night for the next 12 weeks. Now, it's a 14-week course. There's still 12, plenty of time for you to come and check it out if this is of interest to you. Monday nights at 6:30 at Calvary Church, Albuquerque. It's in the Class M7. There's a Calvary map on the website at calvarynm.church, so you can find your way there. But more importantly, let's jump in and introduce our guests. Alan, Sarah, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And, I don't even mean just here. You know, you guys invest in our community by walking people through Couples Rebuilding Trust. I'm going to read real quick just what's on the Calvary website. If you go to calvarynm.church under ministries, you'll find life courses. Here's what it says about Couples Rebuilding Trust. Any sexual sin in a marriage can be devastating, but it doesn't have to end the relationship. Discover how you and your spouse can rebuild safety and trust in your marriage through God's Word, caring community, accountability, vulnerability, and honesty. And I already mentioned it's a 14-week course. Part of the important part I didn't mention, the price has been paid, just like salvation, right? The price has been paid, so you don't need to come to buy anything. Just come and invest your time to get better in this area, if this is a struggle that you have or something that you've walked through. Course materials are available for purchase, but you can just show up. There's a place for you to register on the site at calvarynm.church. Okay, so I'm going to throw it to you, Alan, Sarah. What do you want to say about the course, other than what we just heard? And actually, what we just heard is a great model in the probably 7 minutes we have to walk through how each of those things occur. But someone shows up at the course. What can they expect?
First off, one thing that catches everybody off guard is we're not going to give you the answers.
Yeah.
We're going to walk the road with you. One of the biggest tricks that the devil has is isolating and making us think that we're going through everything alone.
Yeah.
And we want to build a community. this isn't necessarily the community that we wanted to be in when we were growing up, right? But we still need community and like-minded Christians to walk through our struggles.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's a lot that you can expect. For one, like he said, community for sure. Also, practical tips and tons of tools that we have learned along the way over the last 4 years that we've been on this journey. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to share those with people that are struggling with trying to rebuild, because rebuilding after betrayal can feel impossible. And betrayal can be a lot of different things. It is affairs, it's emotional affairs, it's sexual affairs. It can be pornography, it can be lots of different things. And so we don't want anyone to feel like, well, it wasn't this, you know, it was just that. And so maybe not, like, it's all those things. And no matter what the betrayal is, it's harmful, it's hurtful, it feels desperate. And we want people to know that there is a path forward. And we just want to help walk that journey with them, like my husband said.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned healing. Is that what the hope is?
Absolutely.
And we were talking off the air. It's really a process, the healing process. In addition to being transparent and not pulling any punches in the course, we don't want to pull any punches with the expectations. Most of the time this is dealt with, or all the time, you guys could probably speak to it better than I can. You facilitate this course multiple times a year. Healing isn't necessarily, okay, can't even tell. I mean, as you guys were talking earlier, I was thinking, you know, we're all cracked pots in one way or another.
Absolutely.
And we can get put back together. Mm-hmm. The scars are there and the reminders are there and the feelings. Yeah. You know, so what would you tell someone as far as expectations?
Like I say, unfortunately, we won't heal you within these 12 or 14 weeks of the course, right? But we will give you the tools to use. But we need you to come in with an open heart, with an open mind, and with honesty.
Yeah.
And you need to be prepared to do work. This isn't... God can heal anything that he wants to, right? But this isn't something that God's going to heal you and you never have to deal with it again. The world sells sex. The world sells validation. Mm-hmm. The world sells so much. And it's a constant attack, because the devil does not love our marriage. Mm-hmm. Devil does not love our family. And so just giving tools and showing that we don't have to keep doing things the way that we always have. Sarah mentioned pornography and whatever. Pornography, affairs, all these things are just as rampant in the church with believers as it is in the quote-unquote world.
Because there's people inside and outside the church.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we don't want to – we're here at a church that is led, not afraid to talk about the topics that are real. And as much as we hate that we're in our situation, we want to – walk the road with others.
Well, in the couple minutes we have left, I want to briefly touch on some of the things I noticed in the description online. You know, through God's word, which is obvious, it's probably going to be in the curriculum. There's going to be verses that are relevant to the issues you're dealing with, and those are there because they're alive and active and cutting to bone and marrow. They have power in them, and they're there really to encourage us and help us heal. But a caring community, I think that's important to know, because when this, you know, you're coming to a safe place, right? Is that a good way to really address that caring community?
We start that with pretty much every class we do, is what's said in these doors is going to stay here. We're going to pray for you. We're going to walk with you, but we're not going to share outside these doors because it needs to be safe, because that's how vulnerability and trust is built.
Yeah.
Well, something that we've learned, I mean, that we didn't really understand until this journey, is just how important community is as far as building each other up. Mm-hmm. In these circumstances, like, shame is such a big part of this journey.
On both sides.
Yes, for the women and for the men. So a lot of times women, they don't want to tell anybody. They feel shame, even though they may not be the one that did it. Or it could be the other way. And so we want them to know, like, you don't have to feel shame in this.
Listen, it goes quick.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you guys came in. Couples Rebuilding Trust. Sarah and Alan will greet you Monday night, 6:30 at Calvary Church. The details are at calvarynm.church under the ministries. Look for Life Courses, Couples Rebuilding Trust. 12 more weeks. Not too late. Come on and check it out. Alan, Sarah, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.